Okay, everybody, we are back, and welcome to the second hour of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. I mentioned, I mentioned a little bit earlier that Hannah was looking a little Japanese.
Yeah,
I just took a look at her. She's a straight up Mongolian now.
Mongrorian.
That's insensitive.
That is probably a little bit.
Okay. Happy holidays, everybody.
Woo!
So that so that song was Johnny Be Good by Peter Tosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Daniel.
Not Daniel.
I prefer the original.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. By who, Hannah?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, I think so. Maybe.
Think so.
Could be. Probably. That's one that PW could help us out with. Anyway, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you're just joining us, this is our second hour. We've already been doing this, people.
Yeah.
For a whole hour.
Where you been?
But if you missed who we are, like I said, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And to her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We usually have two other suspects with us. That would be my boy, Ty Ginn, and Jack.
Yes.
Jack. They are absent.
Absent.
So it's me and my girls this evening. Let's see. What do we want to get into? We've got Stump the Chump. We're going to play a little bit later. That's always fun. We do have that, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, I want to bring up something, and I saw this, and it was just sort of a blurb in the paper, but it reminded me of a case, and I don't even know why it's a case, but it's something that is in front of the Supreme Court right now. Something happened in 2012 where a same-sex couple went into, I believe, a Colorado bakery and wanted to have a wedding cake made.
Oh, yes. I remember okay. that, yeah.
Now, this is a privately owned bakery. This is not like going into Publix or anything like that. This is a privately family owned bakery. All right.
I don't know that Publix is any different, but neither here nor there.
Okay. Here's the thing. The owners or the proprietors of this bakery decided, because this was a same-sex couple wanting a wedding cake made for them, that we're not going to do that because that goes against everything that we believe in religiously.
Yes.
So we're not going to do it. All right. Now, if you're that same-sex couple, do you then get your undies in a bunch and go and cry foul? I don't.
I don't.
I go to the next store.
I go to the next store and I tell everybody I know.
Yeah.
Don't every same-sex couple you know, don't go there.
Don't. No. Same-sex, other sex. Don't go. Whatever. Don't go there.
Well, so now what you're saying is basically, if you're that same-sex couple and you were just, I don't even know if it's considered discriminated against.
They were slighted.
If this is your religious belief, look, you got to respect people's religious beliefs.
Absolutely, but that doesn't mean people have to financially support them.
There's a separation of church and state. You have a business to run. You know what I mean? Your religion shouldn't get in the way of your business.
Well, that's, but again, that's your personal choice.
That is.
If you're willing to turn down money, you're so high and mighty that.
Well, what would be another example? I'm trying to think of another example where you refuse somebody's service because of.
Well, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, yeah. Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been large corporations who have come out who are anti-homosexual.
Right.
Therefore,
I mean, to me,
I don't spend money there.
I feel like that's their problem.
It is.
I don't understand why anybody's so bent out of shape about the whole thing.
It is their problem.
Yeah.
But
what if they never knew that about this establishment before? You know what I mean? And they have been frequenting them, and never knew such hate was going on.
Exactly. And that's
and
you know what? Now that sparked a bit of a memory for me, Hannah, because I think that this same sex couple were actually customers of this bakery.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then when the owners found out that they were getting married,
no,
that's when it was a problem.
That was when it was a problem.
Exactly.
Right. He would bake them.
Messed up.
He right. would That's bake them right. any other kind of cake.
Except for a wedding
cake. Except for a wedding cake.
Now, see, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And I don't agree with that.
I saw him say that, the owner of the bakery, in an interview on TV. Look, I don't have a problem with gay or homosexual.
Right.
You can buy anything you want except for a wedding cake.
Right.
Now, that's... That, really?
Yeah.
What's the point, well, then? You know what I mean?
Well, and see, again...
In today's day and age, we should be past that.
It should be... It's the exact same recipe. It's going to be the same looking cake.
Right.
You're just going to put two dudes on top.
Yeah. Well, that's...
You don't even do that bit. They usually do that bit.
That's
you know
what
I mean?
Was thinking. Like, if I were that couple,
yeah.
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then
we'll put the dudes on top.
That one over there.
Right.
You know, Ty and Jack got married.
It's all about love.
I didn't order a, quote, wedding cake.
You know what's right. so funny is...
I ordered, I think it was actually a bat mitzvah cake.
When I tell
that
people...
That I liked.
When I try to explain Ty and Jack, depending on who I'm talking to, I get like a cringe. Not me, but I can see somebody physically cringe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, really? And as soon as I see that cringe, it's like, okay, this conversation's
never mind.
Over.
Yeah.
You're never going to get it.
No.
In this day and age, yeah. and especially at your age, right. if you're still that put off by it,
right.
you're never going to understand.
You're, right. gonna,
you're
yeah.
just not going to get it.
Never mind.
Just not going to get it.
You're just an ass.
Yeah. But the whole...
But this case is going... It's now in front of the Supreme Court.
The Supreme wow. Court. Okay, and...
So apparently somebody's suing somebody. I guess the same-sex couple is suing this bakery owner.
Right. Who has stopped making wedding cakes altogether.
But I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to sue. You know what I mean? That's dramatic.
But doesn't this also...
Well, they're both being highly dramatic.
Yeah. Well, what about the rights of the bakery owner?
Right.
I mean, doesn't he have a right to believe what he's probably yeah, believed his
sure.
whole life?
And he has the right to refuse service to anyone at any time for any reason.
Right, so right. I don't understand why there's a case at all. I mean, right. it should have been thrown out.
Right.
You know, now, this happened in 2012. Should have been thrown out almost 6
right.
years ago.
Doesn't well, make it right,
you
but
can't,
I mean, it's
supposedly,
a little ridiculous.
You can't discriminate because there are laws.
You can't discriminate in your own business?
No.
No,
is there
that's
something,
still wrong.
Is there something when you take out a business loan that says you cannot discriminate?
Well, the law says that, you know, read the bottom of job applications
right.
or anything else. And federal law, housing, federal law prohibits discrimination
okay.
against race, mm-hmm. sex, color,
background,
blah, anything. Blah, 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 blah. You know, because you don't like the way a person looks or you don't like the way a person thinks
yeah.
or
doesn't mean
you
get to decide.
You get to pick and choose. But that's a law that's been put in place by us.
Yeah.
The federal government. It's a self-imposed law.
I think it just goes back to the way people... You know, people were raised, people, the way that they've, I guess, accepted their religion
yeah.
and what their religion
yeah.
tells you, tells them is right and wrong. And I you know, look, I'm not a religious person. You know that. And I believe in me. I believe in you. And I believe in Hannah. I believe in the people that are around me that I deal with on a daily basis. That's my belief system.
Right.
I'm not going to believe in anybody that tells me what I can do and what I can't do. Don't tell me that.
Right.
I'm going to do what makes me comfortable as long as it's legal.
Well, and see, that's the question.
You know.
That's why it's in the Supreme Court's hands. Mm. Because the gay couple is saying that they were discriminated against,
right.
which is not legal. And the bakery owner is saying, "Look, I have a religious preference." Well,
right.
the the law also protects your religious freedom.
What actually makes for a very interesting case, because I can see both sides.
Absolutely.
I think they're both feeling discriminated against.
Definitely.
You're discriminating me because I'm in a same-sex situation, yeah. But then on the other hand, he's like, look, you're discriminating against
me
because of what I believe.
In my belief.
Right.
So, yeah, it's an interesting quagmire. It'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court says.
Right.
In real day-to-day life,
mm-hmm.
who takes a flipping wedding cake to the Supreme Court?
Well, I heard that
after 5 years,
this whole thing comes down to one of the oldest Supreme Court judges. And, you know, to me, if you're going to ask one of the oldest Supreme Court judges, things back when that person was younger, the way that person was raised are probably not as friendly toward. But, that, you know, I guess you never know.
Right? I think your assumption is wrong.
That could be. Yeah,
I do.
I was thinking about that as I was saying it, because I was thinking about this particular Supreme Court justice is like 81. And I know a gentleman of 85, 86 years old who was pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
Very liberal thinking.
And I think the older population.
Love you, Bill.
Realizes, you know what? This doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
You know, this black and white, there's this line in the sand.
So if you had to guess, if you had to guess, how's this going to end? Is the Supreme Court justice going to rule for who?
I don't know.
Yeah. And who wins?
It's a tough one.
Nobody
wins.
How
do you win?
Right.
Winning. Okay. So if the gay couple wins and the baker has to bake them a wedding cake, would you eat that cake? I'm thinking no.
Yeah, it's like sending your food back.
Yeah. I'm thinking no. Let's force the man.
Who wants a damn cake, what, 6 years later now?
Right. What, did they postpone the wedding?
No, of course not.
It's one of those.
They had one of their fabulously gay friends make them a cake.
I
don't know why they didn't do that to begin with.
Right. I think
cheaper.
It has gotten blown so out of proportion. Right. And in today's society, that's what people do.
Yeah.
They split hairs.
That's just the norm.
Until, it's nothing but hatred.
Do you suppose the gay couple, like, after they were rebuffed at the bakery, they were like, let's just get Lance to do it.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do one of those.
It would just be so much easier.
Let's go back. He's got fabulous cakes. Let's just have him do one of those cute little cupcake trays.
Right.
And have because you seen him in those assless chaps?
Yes.
I hope he wears those to the wedding.
Stop it. Now, see, you guys are taking this in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Look, started it.
I'm hoping the Supreme Court justice comes back in favor of the gay couple. A couple.
Crupple.
Makes the baker bake the cake and says, look, fella, from here on out, you're going to bake cakes for gay couples. And for the rest of your life, you're going to say happy holidays. You are banned from Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. For you, my friend, you're baking cakes and happy holidays.
You muffed it up.
Yeah,
you muffed it.
Yeah, free enterprise. I don't know. I just, I think
all you had to do is open your heart and expand your mind. Right. Damn it.
And all the gay couple had to do. Was order a sheet cake with a picture of them kissing on it. Because he said he would do that.
Oh.
He would do anything but a, quote, wedding cake.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Stipulation.
Oh, what was that? What was that chick who was like the county commissioner or the, what was her? The clerk of the court or whatever. She was supposed to, she was like not doing the marriage licenses.
She refused.
Yeah. Whatever happened to her? Didn't they send her to prison or something?
Yeah.
No, I she ran for re-election in November.
Now she's the mayor.
That could she's be. Really
the governor.
No, but see, now that's a public servant doing a public servant's job. That's totally different than whether or not I want to bake you a cake.
Did you see recently, and I think it was here in Florida, there was like a city mayor, some little pohick town here in Florida, where the city mayor, I guess, frequently pulls into the handicap parking spaces.
No. It's worse than that.
What?
She actually stole a handicap license plate.
Oh, my God.
From, like, a deceased person.
How lazy is that?
Nice.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, really. How lazy is that?
And we're not talking, from what I understood, and I don't know it completely, we're not talking a car hanger tag that you put on the rear view mirror. Mm-hmm. No, we're talking a license plate.
From the back of the car.
From the back of the car that is issued to a specific vehicle.
Well, I just have to say, that burns my ass when I see that. When I see somebody abusing the handicap spot. Every once in a while, when I go to my gas station in the morning to get my my soda, my paper, and my banana, there's this guy with this huge truck who pulls right into the handicap spot right next to my truck. And on more than one occasion, I've thought about, "Hey, buddy,
hey man,
that's not cool.
You don't know."
But here's the thing: he's like 6'8".
Right,
and he weighs about 300 pounds.
And he could be, in a way, disabled.
And that could make him disabled.
He might have a hanger tag.
Well, and his truck makes my truck look like a
matchbox. A toy.
Yeah, his tires come up over the hood of my truck. You know, it's one of those trucks.
Those trucks.
He might be 6'8", but he's probably got a small penis. Anytime you have big tires like that, that means small penis.
Yeah.
I mean.
Absolutely, every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you
Corvette, don't... small penis.
I don't know.
Ferrari, small penis.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Regular size Ford F-150, good.
Good.
What about
good,
the
Prius? Penis.
What about
is
the
like a horse cock Prius?
Yeah.
Prius, porn star.
See, yours isn't just a regular truck.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about my
penis. Oh, God. Thank God. Yours isn't just a regular one.
You've got the full cab, four doors.
It doesn't do the tricks it used to do, but...
You're compensating for
it's
something.
It's heyday, let me tell you.
Yeah, right. Wow.
There was a time...
Why am I a part of this?
Oh, you wouldn't be here without it.
God, I know.
Now that we've gotten all
that horrible
sexy talk.
Gross. Yeah.
Hannah Claire, have you ever taken a pregnancy test?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am irregular. When you go 3 months.
Which one of those heathens did that?
Well.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah,
forget.
When you go 3 months without any kind of anything, and you're a female, you
get a little suspicious.
You start wondering.
Hannah Claire.
Yes.
As skinny as you are.
Yes.
If you were 2 days pregnant, it would show.
Yeah. And I don't even think there's a way. You can't put a baby in here. 94 pounds.
The reason I ask, there's this company called Lia, LIA, and they're launching the first ever flushable pregnancy test.
I can get behind it.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, think about how many times you've been in somebody's bathroom and all of a sudden you see like the pregnancy test in there, and all of a sudden it's like, what's happening here, right? Yeah. But if you can just flush it,
it's okay. Yeah, never
it's good
happened.
To go. See ya.
Mm-hmm. Peace out.
Until you have to have the plumber out.
Yeah, right.
They better be really good and biodegradable.
Yeah. I'm not sure how biodegradable they
are. There's a lot of technology in those.
Well, it still has to have the electronics, right? Or is it?
No, it's a litmus test.
You can't trust those.
Yeah, right?
You can't trust those.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you might take that pregnancy test find out a positive result that you don't want, flush it, and then go stick your head in the oven. And then they're like, really, why did she end it?
And really,
flush the result.
Right.
Yeah. we can't figure it out.
Can't figure it out.
Well, I think it's interesting the logic behind the flushable.
I think it's for privacy. It's like you don't want, I mean.
I get that.
But. Yeah, I do too. I get it. It's just easier and you just flush it and it's gone. Then it's like you've got the information and, you don't have to. It's not in your trash can in case somebody comes into your bathroom after you.
Right. You can show whoever you need to show and then flush it.
And then flush it.
Okay.
Just one way to get rid of it.
Are you going to hold on to it?
No. Yeah. What are you going to?
Put it in your scrapbook.
You're gonna tape it.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
You're gonna
to
tape it to that first
that,
ultrasound but... picture, and then it's gonna be on your refrigerator.
Yeah,
I peed on that.
Yeah,
all musty,
gross,
moldy pee.
You can't even see the plus sign anymore.
Yeah,
it's just
green.
Just gross. And
it's faded.
It's furry. Gross.
Hey. Now, Hannah Claire, we've talked.
Okay.
Oh, no.
About texting and driving.
Oh, man.
I trust you.
Yes.
When you tell me that you don't do it.
Right.
But I will have to admit that I have attempted it.
And it is.
You're
ridiculous.
The worst.
What do you mean I'm the worst?
You should not be texting.
Well, I don't. And I tell you why I don't, because I have attempted it a couple of times and had some near misses.
Yeah,
it is dangerous.
The worst.
It is dangerous.
It is the absolute most dangerous thing you can do. I would rather drink a case of beer and drive before I would text and drive.
Yeah.
Truly. I think I'd have more control.
Yeah.
Texting and driving, as soon as you take your eyes off the road.
Driving without looking.
Right. Exactly.
Put a blindfold on and go driving.
Mm-hmm. So when is the innovation going to come out where it's kind of like the pop-up screens that they have in fighter jets and stuff like that,
like
where
the projector on the
everything
windshield.
Is up on the screen and all you got to do is talk. And it's so you can see, you can also see ahead of you what's going on. You can look in your rear view mirror, your side view mirrors, but at the same time, you're also looking at the letters on the screen. Da, 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 da.
No.
I mean, why? No, you don't like
that? No.
Because it would cost too much?
No.
Too much distraction.
You shouldn't be looking at anything but the road.
Honey, we are evolving.
No.
It won't be too many more years before we turn into robots.
Well, as we evolve, if we want to be reading while we're moving.
So what you're saying is pump the brakes.
I'm saying either driverless vehicle or no reading while driving.
I get that. You
choose. Mm-hmm. Not let's figure out a way to do both.
I always find that if I read while I'm driving, I always feel a little car sick.
Yeah. Always.
Mm-hmm. You and the lady I used to follow to work in the morning, who was, I don't know what she was reading, but it was right there on her steering wheel. Little old lady, you saw this white poof of hair.
Right.
And her paperback book.
Yeah.
Between her two hands on the steering wheel.
I've seen somebody with like a little mini TV too doing the same thing. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Right. Anyway, so the reason I brought this up is because we will all agree that texting and driving is not only insane, but I mean, very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Very.
You just can't do it.
For everyone.
I mean,
not even yourself. Just
if you are texting and driving.
You're not driving.
I hope it's you that dies and not some innocent person who is not texting and driving.
Right.
Truly. It's just so irresponsible to do that. So because it's become such an issue, now they're trying to come out with stricter laws as far as, you know, what happens when you get pulled over.
Right.
It used to be when this whole thing came out, it'd be like a $20 ticket.
Right.
So now they're trying to make it so it's a lot more severe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw an article yesterday, I think it was, that says a lot of black legislators are against the stricter punishments. They don't want more police out there looking for texters, because what they're afraid of is that Now, all of a sudden, because of all the police brutality, now all of a sudden, police are going to start pulling people over of the black persuasion.
Profiling.
They're going to use that as an excuse. So what they're saying is that's going to be more dangerous for black citizens, black drivers, if they, you know, it's just, it gives, what they're saying is it's going to give the police more opportunities, more of a reason to pull somebody over.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's
that's interesting.
I get their argument.
I get their argument.
But the thing is,
really
whether ancient. whether you're black or white, if you are texting and driving, you need to be punished.
Yes.
Holy moly. Hold on, everybody.
We have a phone call.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? This is Louis Lopez, man. I'm calling from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Well, that's a big question, man. I mean, I'm still alive, you know?
Okay, all right.
But, man, it's gone 2.5 months here, man, and no power, no nothing, you know? It's
still.
Like, it's really getting, oh, man, it's terrible, you know?
Well,
if you get power, the blackouts all the time, you know what I mean?
So if you do have power, it's like half power, and then it doesn't stick around for long periods of time. It's just sort of partial power.
You got it, man. That's how it is. So, you know, everybody's trying to improvise. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, at nighttime, we try and get the car running and use the headlights for the, you know, for the light, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, you can only do that. I mean, well, you can only do that as long as, I mean, what are the fuel supplies over there? Do you have gas?
Actually, we got more gas than we got electric. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well.
So. Yeah, well, but anyway, man.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We were just having a conversation about texting and driving. Is that an issue in Puerto Rico?
No, not anymore.
Nobody can charge their cell phone, right? I get it.
You know, it's crazy, and the roads and the bridges, everything is all messed up, man. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. You know, there's a lot of crime now, too, because the people ain't got nothing, you know, and they're looking for something all the time, you know?
Well, you would think that 2 months after that all the looting would have been done by now. And, I mean, what else is there to take?
No, not everything. You know, there's still people trying to get around, man. You know, like it's like where I live, you know, I got this little tiny house that's just still standing. Thank God, you know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I saw these guys walking around the other day. I have a big flashlight. It's like 2 feet long. It's like a weapon, you know?
Yeah. Crazy, I know what you're talking about. I've seen it.
So the one guy, you know, he stops because I shine a light right in his eye, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, what are you doing? He says, man, we're just looking for something. I said, well, you better be careful, man. I know Puerto Rican judo.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, you know, you don't know if I have a gun. You don't know if I have a knife. You don't know what I'm going to do.
I like that.
So he ran away, you know. I don't think I'll ever see him again, you know?
No, probably. Well,
anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we agree. Going. I don't think you'll ever see him again either.
Yeah, man, the Puerto Rican judo, man. You know? So anyway, remember I told you, you know, I was a firefighter, you know?
Yeah, right.
And the guys I used to work with, man, they still cared about me a lot, man. They care because they know I ain't got much, you know?
Well, you're a likable guy.
So they, the other day, man, they found a chicken on the road, you know?
Yeah, live?
And he was alive, man.
That's cool.
So they brought it over to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I was so thankful. You know, we got gas grills around the neighborhood. We can't cook that much all the time, but we get the gas grill and somebody get the gas. We share it, you know.
Sure, got to conserve.
So my sons, Hose A and Hose B. Remember, yeah. I told you about them.
Yeah.
They cleaned the chicken real good, and then these guys went over and picked up my daughter. I don't know if I told you I had a daughter, you know, but her name is Hydrenta, you know?
Hydrantha.
Yeah, hydrantha, you know?
Like from the water?
Yeah, hydrant. You know, hydrantha. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What's the matter with you? You know, I'm the one that don't speak English. What's the matter with you? I say hydrantha. What's
well, so, was.
Anyway, she came over to cook it, you know, in the gas grill, and she made a beautiful arroz con pollo, man. It was really wonderful.
Con pollo? Okay.
Yeah, arroz con pollo, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
That's rice and chicken, okay?
Yeah.
You know? I try to say Spanish, I try to say English, you still don't understand what I'm talking about.
Well, I got rice and chicken. I know what you're talking about. A little pollo loco. Sorry,
man, I'm telling you. You're crazy, man. Hey, you know, even my dog came around.
Your dog?
Because the dog smelled this stuff, you know? I mean, the dog's pretty smart. He hadn't been around because there's not much to eat around here. But he's going around checking it out, you know? And you have a dog?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a big-ass dog, 130 pounds.
Wow, man.
Eats a lot.
What's his name?
It's her. It's a her named Tilly.
Oh, a her?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, my dog, his name is X. We call him X, but it's really Extinguisher, you know? But we call him X.
Okay.
And, you know, man, a lot of people are leaving. They're going by you, you know? A lot of Puerto Ricans. I'm sure you don't. I'm surprised you don't see them just walking around all over the place.
Well, I've seen
like
a lot.
Like cockroaches, you know?
Oh, no. I would never think that. I've seen a lot of articles in the paper about how many kids are coming over and becoming students here in a lot of the local schools. I think that's fantastic.
Well, yeah, you know, and a lot of them, some of them speak English, some don't, you know? It depends on how they were raised or what part of the island, you know, it really depends. But anyway, in case I need a place to stay, can I stay by you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
I'll let you know.
We just gave
I'll
up
let
our...
you know, see, my wife, she went by her mother.
Yeah.
And she's embarrassed to come back around by us now.
Why?
Because, you know, her name is Maria, you know, and when your name is Maria and Maria messed up everything.
Right.
You were embarrassed.
Yeah,
you know?
I got you.
I don't know what's going to happen with her, man. She's like so messed up from this whole thing, you know.
Well, I
tell you. Anyway, yeah. But anyway, yeah, if I need a place to stay, man.
That's cool. Yeah.
I won't bring the dog. I just bring, you know, me.
Well, make sure you bring hydrangea.
Hydrangea.
Right. I was calling her a plant. Right. Hydrangea is a plant. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. The thing is hooked up the hose to the hydrangea, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I had in mind.
I'm dealing with crazy people. I don't even know why I called you.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that? You called because you love the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
That's
why.
That's true. And I, like I still say, there's people walking around all the time. The little kids are going, Marco. You know, it's the same thing, crazy people.
And I'll tell you again, you tell those people I said polo.
Polo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Polo. Not pollo.
Polo.
Polo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
I remember. Hey, man, once again, I have a friend's phone here. I got to give it back. So I'm going to go, and I'll talk to you another time. But if I don't talk to you before, then Merry Christmas.
No.
Feliz Navidad.
Happy
Feliz
holidays.
Feliz Navidad.
Happy holidays. Well, thank you, Louie. I appreciate you calling, and thanks for checking in, because I was just thinking about you just the other day, and I was like, man, I wonder how Louie's doing.
Well, you're probably the only American thinking about Puerto Rico because everybody forgot about us. 2.5 months, I don't hear anything, nothing, you know?
So, well, a lot of people wouldn't agree with us, but I have a big heart.
I guess so. Okay, that's why I want to come and live with you.
Yeah, come on by, man.
All right. Adios, senor.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling.
Take care of yourself. All right. Well... That's Louie Lopez, everybody.
Yes, from Puerto Rico.
So things still aren't
not even
quite
close.
Up to snuff over there in Puerto Rico.
Not even close.
Damn it, that makes me mad. I feel bad for Louie and his daughter, Hydrangea.
Not Hydrenta.
Hydrenta. Hydrenta. Jose mm-hmm. and Jose B.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a nice family.
And his wife, Maria.
Maria. Take a letter, Maria. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Right. Okay, so where were we? We're still talking about this texting thing. Are we done with that?
Texting and driving.
Oh, I did want to say, I do have some stats here about this texting and driving, because it really is getting out of control. Let's see. And so this is a little bit, a thing here. It says, distracted driving in Florida, traffic crashes, injuries, and deaths are on the rise. In the year 2014, there were 42,331 crashes, 3,401 serious injuries, and 224 deaths. Okay.
Wow.
Right.
Those are big numbers.
Those are huge numbers. 2015, the crashes went up by about 3,000 to 45,978. The serious injuries were kind of the same, 3,494. And actually, the deaths went down by four to 220. 2016, 49,231 crashes, 3,563 serious injuries,
wow.
and 235 crashes. So it went back up again. I don't know. It's just dangerous. If you've ever tried it, you know that it's dangerous. I don't want to hear that you're good at it.
No,
that
nobody
I can
is
do
good
it.
At it.
No, you can't. And it's so prevalent now. You can pick out the person texting in traffic.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, without a doubt, you know that person that, no, they're probably not drunk. They're texting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. Stop doing it. If you are doing it, shame on you. And stop it.
Stop it.
Just stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. All right. Where are we?
We need to take a break.
Let's take a break and we'll come back. We'll play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Why don't we do that? Stephanie, do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We're sticking with the holidays.
We're sticking. How you sticking? Hannah Claire, how you sticking?
Great.
Great.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break.
Quick. Yes.
I'm going to play.
We're running out of time.
Okay. I'm going to play this song. It's called Beautiful Delilah, and it's an old one by the Kinks. Like when the Kinks were just the kids. They were just kids.
Kids.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back. That's a Beautiful Delilah by the Kinks. And like I said before the break, that's like the Kinks when they were just babies.
Just babies.
Just kids.
Just
babies. Kids. Ah, those crazy kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I like that song. And when I was looking through my list of songs, I came across that one. And I was like, hey.
Hey.
I like that one. I haven't heard that one in forever. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to remind you all again. Now, we just got a phone call, and I appreciate that. And that was from Louis Lopez over in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that poor guy.
Well, and
still, things are just crappy over there.
Exactly. And now California's on fire.
Yeah. It's the end of the world.
The resources are running thin.
Right. Let's see. Please give us a call. 727-498-0502. We've talked about a plethora of things this evening.
Yes.
If you've been listening all along, and one of the things that we spoke about earlier is still on your mind, you can call us. We'll stop
quickly
what we're doing. Yeah, well, yeah, because we're running out of time.
Can
you believe that?
I know.
Where's
it's
the time? That's it. I'm calling Joe. We need a 3-hour show.
Jeez, oh, no. Please. Here we go.
Four? 4 hours.
No.
4 hours more. 4-hour Friday happy hour show, everybody.
No.
No? You don't like that?
No.
All right. Stephanie?
Yes.
You said that we don't really have a theme for our Stump the Chump.
We do. It's Christmas.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Holidays.
No, it's happy holidays. All right. Okay.
It's more Christmas, but whatever.
Do your best to stump us.
Okay.
Here we go. Hannah Claire, do you have your bell? I have my hooter.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go. Elvis Presley recorded what sad song in the 50s? Hannah.
I'll have the blue.
Blue Christmas?
Blue.
That was pretty good.
That was very good. Do it again.
Blue. You sounded more like Buddy Holly. Until you snorted.
Until I snorted.
So I get that, right?
Yes, you get that. Hannah goes up one.
All right.
What song is full of threats and warnings about Santa Claus? Mark.
Santa Claus ran over Grandma. What is it? Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
No.
No?
He's checking his list, making it twice.
Yes.
Checking his list, checking it twice.
What's that song?
I don't know.
All right. I'm calling foul. You've had those over there by you the whole night.
No.
And I've seen you guys during the breaks conspiring.
Oh,
I was wondering what all those little secrets were about. Now I know.
Conspiring.
This is crap.
All right,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
If that's the next answer, I swear to God.
She gets it. That was the last answer. So she gets it.
All right.
On.
Two.
Hannah's up two.
It's my big comeback right now.
Name the two reindeer whose name begins with a C.
Comet and Cupid.
Yes.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Mark is on the board.
Stick that in your face.
What holiday drink?
Eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I didn't even get it out.
Contains sugar, milk, and eggs.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
Hey, what's that Puerto Rican stuff?
Coquito.
That Louis sent us.
Coquito.
Coquito.
Oh.
Now, I had never heard about it until Louis sent it to us. But now, all of a sudden, I heard somebody else on the radio talking about it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Coquito.
Coquito.
And apparently, you can make it as strong or as not as strong as you like.
As gentle as you like.
Gentle.
Yes. Mm. And you don't have to put eggs in it.
Right, yeah, that's the thing.
That's like the awesome thing about Coquito.
Coquito.
Is, you know.
So, if you're a vegan, you can Coquito.
Well, it has, like, condensed milk and stuff.
Gross.
Right. But it's the gross thing, mentally about eggnog are the raw eggs.
Yeah.
Because you don't cook it.
Look, it's like snot
with
liquor.
Enough alcohol.
I've never liked eggnog.
Yeah, but Coquito is the bomb.
It still looks like snot with liquor in it.
There's no snot in it, though.
No, it's pretty snotty looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
So are you.
Don't drink it then.
Oh,
all right, Hannah's up three.
Yeah,
three
one
to
more.
One.
3-1.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Because this could be it.
Okay, good.
What did the traffic cop holler to Frosty?
Halt!
Halt!
No.
What?
What?
Not halt.
They heard him holler. Stop!
Oh, stop. Sure. Go through the song. That's cheating.
Well, I thought it was Holt, too.
All right, so you won.
Hannah wins.
Congratulations.
Since it's so close to Christmas, can we make it 40?
Nope.
No.
Nice try, kid.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Right. Anywho.
What else do we have?
That's it.
That's it.
That's all, folks.
Oh, we're close. We're really close to saying that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Time flies when you're having fun.
Not even 10 minutes.
We've got 10 minutes.
You know, about 8 if you're going to play a song at the end.
I was going to go through sports. I'm not going to talk about the... You guys know that the Winter Olympics is right around the corner. I was floored when I heard that. I love the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, those are the
But I was like, you're kidding. The Winter Olympics is right around the corner?
Right,
Starts February 9th. Wow. Right around the corner.
Nice.
And then there's, of course, just like every other year, there's some controversy over athletes doping and stuff like that. And it's gotten to a point where the Russians, they can't, the clean Russians can compete, but they won't be, like, if they get on the medal stand, they won't have their flag, they won't have their anthem, all these stupid sanctions, whatever. Look, I don't know what you think about doping and athletes. I think they should all dope. And just make it like a competition between superheroes.
Right.
Right.
Let's just see how badass you can be.
Right, definitely. Yeah.
But to be able to compete in the Olympics?
Yeah.
On drugs? That's medal worthy.
Well, no. How do you do it without it?
Well, this is the problem with Russia. That the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, is finding. They did an investigation, and they found out during the last Winter Olympics in Sochi that the Russian government devised a plan for doping their athletes. Okay, so the athletes didn't really have anything to do. You can only imagine that in Russia, you don't have a whole lot of say on what you can and cannot do.
Right.
So when the Russian government says, Boris, you're taking these steroids and you're going to win.
These are the supplements you're going to take.
Right. You do it. Okay? So anyway.
Who's surprised by any of this?
Nobody's surprised by it, but it's just, you know, here again with all of, you know, whatever else is going on in the world, this is just another thing to talk about.
It's a shame.
Another sad thing to talk about as far as sports goes. Another sad thing to talk about is my hapless Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lost again last weekend. They do face the Detroit Lions Sunday at Ray J. Game time is at 1 o'clock. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Now, my Tampa Bay Lightning, well, they beat the Colorado Avalanche last night 5-2, giving the Bolts a record of 26-2, which is the fastest to 20 wins in franchise history.
Wow.
That's fantastic for them. Next up for the Bolts, they face the Jets tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock here at Amalie Arena. Go Bolts. That's my sports segment, everybody.
Nice sports.
Yeah, that's it. I did see something, Stephanie, that I thought you probably would not be interested in.
Okay.
Here on March 4th, they're going to be shutting down all lanes on the Skyway Bridge.
Ah.
And they're having a fundraising 10K run to benefit military families.
Oh, okay.
Now, would you be interested in participating, not running, obviously, but would you be interested in walking the you know, from one side to the other?
No.
Could you? I know you can just barely ride across the Skyway Bridge in a car. Could you walk across?
No.
I might try it.
I think I could walk across it easier than being in a car.
No.
In a car, it seems like you could lose control and
right,
just
and
go
over
the side.
Yeah.
Walking.
No.
You know, it seems to me if you're walking and you get to a certain height and you feel depressed, you could just jump off.
No.
Jeez.
I did wonder when I was reading this article about this 10K, it's like, are they going to have
security all the way up?
A lot more security.
Yeah,
because you don't know. You know, right. You know, what an opportunity.
Right.
First of all, you could give your car to somebody and just say, I'm going to run this race and then, you know, get up to the top and dive off the side.
You're spectacular.
Well, you could still, I mean, look, you can't even run the race, the 10K, unless you pay the $75 entry fee. So you could still donate.
$75.
$75. Doesn't mean you have to finish.
Well, okay, but see, okay. Well, are they going to let you walk like super close to the side?
Or yeah, man.
Are you like, on the road?
No, you're just going to you're gonna have to be in the middle lane and just bull rush the officer along the rail.
Because it you would might be take him with cool you. If you could walk on the side.
Yeah, it would
like,
be.
You know, on the edge-ish so right. you could see over.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Mom says
I can't walk over, and I tried with Ty once.
The Skyway?
Not the Skyway.
Oh. You talking about the Johns Pass Bridge?
Yes. Ah!
That's not even that high.
I could not. I got maybe 3 feet onto the Johns Pass Bridge.
All right.
And all no right. go.
Just turn around.
Couldn't do it.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while? A python report.
Oh.
A 70-foot python that could pretty much...
70 foot?
No. Did I say 70?
Yes, you did.
That would be a really big
That one. Would yeah. be a hell of a python.
17 foot
okay.
python that could pretty much kill any full-grown man was just recently caught in the Everglades.
Well, think nice. About it. That's almost 3 times your height.
How much do you think it weighed?
A lot.
300 pounds.
Not as much as you think. Not even as much as Tilly. 132 pounds.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, he was hungry.
It was a female.
Oh.
So you got to kill the females.
Oh, yeah. Because
they're usually full of eggs. Well, 17 feet.
At 130 pounds? Mm. She just gave birth.
Anyway, so I'm glad
She's
that
too
there's
skinny.
There are still yeah. people out there like this Leon. What's his last name? Oh, Leon's out there fighting the good fight. Out in the Everglades, making sure that this invasive species does not take over our Everglades.
Everglades.
Leon says, hey, man, they're eating all our alligators, raccoons, possums, otters, and serious.
Serious.
That's what Leon says. Leon also caught an 18-footer.
Jeez. Wow.
That was actually the largest Burmese python ever captured was in 2013 by Leon.
This guy's an overachiever.
He's good. We need to keep him.
Yeah. He's pretty good. You know that these people that are out there in the Everglades, they only get paid $8.10 an hour to hunt these pythons. Then they get an extra $50 for a 4-foot snake and $25 for each additional foot beyond that.
Shoot.
So this python that Leon just captured and killed, $375.
Nice. And he gets to keep the snake.
No, he killed it. What would you do with it?
Well, no, I mean, not that he gets to keep the snake. He gets to keep the hide.
Oh, well, I mean, still, what would you do with it?
You sell it.
Oh.
It's
yeah,
worth...
it. Snake skin boots.
Yeah, it's worth just as much as the...
Hey, man.
The ransom.
Hey, man, want some boots? I got some boots for you.
Snake skin.
Oh, I wanted to tell you this story real quick. Look, if I have to tell you this story and not tell you and give you the quotes, I'm going to tell you this story.
Okay.
Okay. So out in California, all right, there's this carpenter who's on disability. Mm-hmm. All right. He's watching the Antique Roadshow, right? And he sees an antique Navajo blanket. All right. Yeah. And they're checking it out. The thing ends up selling for $500,000, this antique Navajo blanket.
Right.
He goes, hey, man. I have one of those. My grandmother gave me one of those antique Navajo blankets, and I got it in this closet. So he digs around. He gets the blanket out, takes it to the Antique Roadshow. Hannah Claire, how much do you think he got for his blanket?
$500.
No.
What?
$1.5 million.
Oh.
His was better than the other one.
So the moral of the story, kids, is if you have an antique Navajo blanket in your house, get it over to the Antique Roadshow. They're going to pay top dollar.
Oh, no. See, I thought you were going to say the moral of the story was keep everything.
Keep everything.
Hoard it all.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to be worth $1 million someday.
Yeah. Hey, Uma Thurman, she sent out a kind of a threat to Harvey Weinstein. She basically told him she's pissed. Don't keep pushing me because I got some stories about you, boy. That's kind of what she said. Oh, Uma.
I wouldn't mess with Uma.
Hell no. I love Uma. Do I have time for one quote? No quotes. All right, everybody.
No,
we're going to wrap it up.
Go.
She's giving me the signal. We're outie out. All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We love talking to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on RadioSt. Pete.com.
Yes.
If you've not ever tuned into RadioSt.Pete.com, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to do that. There's a lot of good entertainment, a lot of good broadcasting that comes out of this little local internet radio station. I love it. I love being a part of it. And I don't know. I don't even know what else to say about that. I will say that I appreciate speaking to you every Friday evening, and I look forward to speaking to you again next Friday night. Now, Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add here at the end of the show?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Stephanie?
No.
Nothing. All right. I don't have anything more to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
All right, everybody. Like I said, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we look forward to speaking to you again next week, next Friday.
Next Friday.
The weather's changing, everybody.
Woohoo!
Bundle up! Good night.
I know you ain't gonna like it, but I'm stepping right out of your world. But I'm coming to your party, and I won't be able to stay, but I'm gonna kiss you one more time. Oh, then I'm going away.
That's it.